Progress.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, Ed. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I can't get my headphones to work for some reason. It's not.
I wish I were there to help you. I wouldn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it has a signal from one of our neighbors because it's trying to connect to their TV.
Oh, I see. So you're paired with the other TV. You have to pair it to the device you're using now.
Yeah. And well, I was. That's the whole thing. It's just not connecting. It's trying to pair me with everything except.
Huh.
Oh, there's Elaine.
Hi, Ed.
Hi there.
How you doing? How was your holiday?
Oh, I'm doing well. And holiday, you know, I used to look forward to them.
Uh-huh.
And now since I've retired, it's like every day is a holiday.
Right?
Yeah, it's sort of like lost its special.
I wish I could say that. It was just insane.
Yeah, it was busy. Other than that, it was, yeah.
I'm still trying to recover from all of it. Not working well, but Who was that?
Who's where?
I thought I heard somebody else say something.
Oh, I think Ron got up from his chair.
Oh. Who else is on?
Kara and Cesar. And on.
Okay, well, when do you guys get whoever is supposed to be my coach, which I have no idea, is going to have to run it. Because I may have to cut in from time to time. I've had like several people, my whole entire store has been day by day, every day with COVID. And I had to be out for almost about a week because one of my coworkers that I communicate with got COVID, so I had to get tested. Yeah, so I've been like jumping all over the place all week.
I got a test done last Thursday, and I got it just today. It was a week late. Well,
are you okay?
5 days late. Yeah, negative.
Good, good. Well, over here in the Marin site, we've been trying to find the test things. The test, it's been ridiculous. You cannot find anything. But finally, the SPAR center had a whole bunch of them. So my brother picked me up one and himself. So thank God for that, or else I was supposed to have gotten tested all last week and they didn't want me to come back to work until I got tested. I said, you guys, I'm not showing any signs. What do you want me to do? I can't get a test kit. So they finally said, oh, you get to come back to work then. I still got a kit from the SPAR center, so it's just good. And it's been horrible.
Yeah.
So who else are we waiting for?
Hey, folks. I'm not sure who. Kira, do you happen to know if there's others we're waiting on and if we have a quorum yet?
I just have one more person, Bruce Ito. But that's it. But we've established quorum, so we can go ahead and start if that's necessary.
Oh, great. Thanks, Kira.
Yeah.
I like your new look, Allie.
Oh, thanks. Have to do the, you know, the mom cut.
Oh, I was going to say the Rachel Maddow cut.
Oh, I like that better. I'll use that for future reference.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. This is Cesar. So should we get started? We have quorum, right? Kira was saying. Okay, great. Introductions. I'm Cesar, council member.
Ron Hernandez, committee member.
And Chitty, committee member.
Hi, Wayne Flores, community member.
I'm a civil government co-chair.
Holly Cohn, council staff.
Kara, council staff.
Everyone who just joined, we're just doing introductions. So just introduce yourself if you haven't.
Kevin Hutchcroft, HIV Health Services, DPH.
No, we can't hear you, JP. Are you muted? Okay, no problem. Welcome, JP. And we just had Bruce join the call. Hello,
hi,
Bruce.
Hi, everyone.
We're just getting started. Let's review and approve the agenda for today. Anybody have any changes or? Thanks for putting that up. Approved by consensus? Great, thank you. Okay, review the minutes from the November meeting. Any edits on that? Great, approved by consensus. Thumbs up or nods will work. Great, thank you. Any announcements?
Hi, it's Bruce. Unfortunately, I have to leave this meeting just before 4:00. I have a work meeting I need to attend.
Okay, thanks for the heads up.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Elaine. You guys, I'm so sorry to announce I'm going to have to step down from co-chair because due to a lot of personal reasons with the COVID here in Marin and some Marin Council happenings that need full attention. that we're working on a case with the dental program here, which is pretty much in jeopardy. So I've been putting a lot of effort and research into some of the situations that's going on over here. So I'm a little bit occupied with a lot of heavy duty with work at Nordstrom and with the council here. So I only can do the committee and the full council at this moment.
Okay, thanks for that, Elaine. And we understand, but make sure you take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing all that. It's just that there's a bit of a situation, which I probably want to bring at the right moment to the council here if anything happens, but there's been a little bit of a situation with the Roy Wright funds going to the dental program here. And so we've been working a lot and doing a lot of research. We just finished asking for MCC for an audit. So we're working on that right now to try to figure out what's going on. Because a lot of people, the care for the HIV AIDS clients has not been working to their demand. So we're just trying to figure out what's going on. That's been like a big responsibility over here. And because I started the motion, I've been working on it as well. So it just needs my attention.
Thank you, and good luck with that.
Thank you.
Any other announcements? Okay, I don't think we have members of the public here for public comment. Right, okay. Let's move on to the council member attendance report.
So I don't know that there's really anything here to review. We had everyone's in compliance for attendance. There's no new members, no one to interview, no applications. So I don't have anything for you. Sorry. Okay. And also, it's nice to be back. And I know it's big shoes to fill with Melina stepping out of this committee again. And I guess I just want to publicly say a big thank you to her for filling this space for me.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Next, the demographic information update.
All right, so can everybody see this? So this is our, reflects one change, and that is the addition of NA to the council, I think last month that they were approved. Mm-hmm. Our total membership is 31, and looks like we are at 26% non-aligned consumers. We're in total, all of our sort of improvement slash recruitment areas are the same. Addition of NOD did add one person to boost our sort of under 40 demographic. So that's one change. And then the rest of the areas are all still areas of recruitment. I'll pull up the EPI report next. So this is areas. Okay, so here's EPI, same thing here. Any questions?
Anybody have any thoughts, questions? Pretty straightforward. Okay, great. Thank you for that. Next is committee selection discussion. The committee will discuss whether to have council members select a new committee for 2022. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, I can weigh in here on what my understanding of this item is. So I forgive me for I'm short on context, but I think this is I'm not sure where this is coming from, but it sounds like there is interest in just having committees stay the same because last year was a very not a typical year, and there might not be interest in rotating committees the way we usually would. So it was suggested that we might just do like put out an open call to like all council members. If you want to switch committees, let us know. Otherwise, we'll assume that you want to stay in your current committee. How does that sound to folks? And then also, I think that the same thing would apply maybe to co-chair elections, depending on what you think.
Any thoughts?
One person in particular came up with this idea of a period of open membership for committees, an outstanding individual, a gentleman and a scholar who happens to be a member of this committee, one Ron Hernandez. Maybe he can speak to that. I thought it was a very good idea. And I think Mark did too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, as it stands, I think that what Ali said is what I want to say. I mean, I think anyone who wants to voluntarily move to another council or committee, I mean, would have that opportunity. But otherwise, everything should just stay the status quo.
I think it's an excellent suggestion.
Makes perfect sense.
I like that.
Great, so council staff then will send out an email to all council members seeing if anyone wants to switch committees. I'll assume this also means that we should not have council co-chair elections in committee unless it's requested. Does that sound right to folks, or is that a separate discussion?
I think if the co-chair is okay with it for now, I think they should just stay on their term for another term, unless they personally want to step down, and then we could discuss elections.
That makes sense. It has seemed like one long year these past 2.5 years. So great. Thank you, Ali.
Yep. Thank you. And sorry for not noting the original idea. Thank you, Ron.
Yes. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Kevin, for reminding me too.
Well, you guys are going to need a new co-chair for membership, aren't you? Now that I stepped down. So you need two, or are you going to operate with one? Hello?
Well,
that's a discussion for next month's agenda, right?
Yeah, I'll add it to next month's agenda, but you can certainly start brainstorming about who your successor might be.
Or by next month, Elaine, you might have cleared up and solved all the problems there in Marin County. So.
Well, if you guys want me to hold on, I can, but I because of the notice and everything, I just don't want to jeopardize not showing up for stirring at this moment. So that's only the reason why I'm worried about.
So, okay.
Because I can't make all three, but I can do the stay on with here and make sure I'm here with this meeting. But I'm stirring because of what happens in the third week of workload, actually. Mm. It's hard for me to make all three.
Right. Okay.
I mean, if you want to change the guy, I don't mind being co-chair. I'm just worried about stirring.
That's fine. We can again think about it. I know you're leading something there that needs to be worked on. So definitely do that and think about if you still want to be a part of this as co-chair. You and I can work with staff on making sure that things are covered. Okay.
All right. Well, CJ, I would like to have like your number too, so in case if anything happens, I can always get in touch with you.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I'll email that to you.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I should also add that if steering is the main concern, then I don't think that that's necessarily something that we can't work around. So you're welcome to continue to facilitate in meetings, and we can work it out with steering.
Okay. I know that this thing is just going to be a very long process because it's just been almost about a year already. So we're just working on it more. It's hitting more close to the surface now. So we're just getting a lot of things situated. But I thanks for you guys for your support.
Okay. Number 9, next meeting date and agenda items.
Are we serious? Are we down to there already?
It's 3:18 and yes, we're... So the next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, February 10th. And yes. Were there any other agenda items that you'd like to put forward now for staff to take note on?
Oh, I know that the last time when we had the meet, I don't know if it was the November, we had discussed about working out new strategy to start getting newcomers into the council. Yesterday, we were proudly to welcome two new ones to over here in Marin, and we did a really good job, and we're glad to have them aboard. They've been coming to our forum meetings for a long time. They've been very supportive, and we just now finally got these two to be now part of the council. And I would like to work on some new strategies and how we can do that here or over there with you guys in San Francisco. Just working up some new plans, how we can better addressing the council for new possible new members.
Yeah, I agree. That would be a great discussion. And it would be great to kind of put in the mix of that discussion what you all have done there for that to happen so that we can kind of see, entertain certain models or strategies like you were saying.
Right.
Cool. Anyone else? Thoughts?
I remember we're going to discuss potentially meeting in person and how we all felt about that. But with the new variant, I think that's a moot point. But I don't know if you want to discuss that further next month.
We'll see. Let's see what happens next month. Apparently, this surge is supposed to be shorter.
Whatever, it's hard to tell now.
Whatever that means, yeah.
Right? It's hard, you guys. But I mean, as we take the time and opportunity to think about ourselves, it would be just a better way to like think by yourself what we can do, you know, do a little research and try to figure out how we can gather it. It took us a while. We were really shocked to know that we can gather up new. I mean, there happened to be a couple, but one of the, she's been doing an amazing job and knows a lot about the council and knows about everything. And he is a client. So it was really nice to see the both of them. And they're actually a straight couple. So it's actually good to get a little bit of the geographic of straight and consumers onto that. So I think if we, like when we, I don't know if you guys do the meetings here with a forum meeting. I mean, it's always good out there. We put ourselves out there. We introduced ourselves to these four meetings and give them a little bit of the background and how we feel about it. And I think that was a good way. And we showed them some good points about them joining. So, I mean, just anybody think about, take the opportunity of this little time and think about what we can do to improve and go out there and get them.
Great. Any other thoughts, comments? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Okay, great. Well, everyone, like we were talking, there's a surge out there, so take care of yourself.
Yes.
You can't be too careful. And take care of your mind, your body, your health, everything. Great to see everyone. Good meeting. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.